耶稣只有一个身体。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has only one body.
但是很显然，现在教会有很多。
But it appears that there are many churches abound.
你如果算大大小小的教派，合起来是一千个以上。
If you count all the denominations, there are over thousands of them.
但是如果我们读以弗所书第四章
，But if you were to read Ephesians chapter 4,
一共有七个一。
There are seven ones.
一神
，One God.
一主
，One Lord.
一信
，One.
一洗
，One faith, one baptism.
哦，一共有七个一。
There are seven ones.
那其中这个一个身体就是指着一个教会。
The one body refers to one church.
哦，那这个教会必须有。符合其他六个一
，and this church must abide by all the other ones.
所以一就是没有选择。
What it means by one means there is no other choice.
信仰只有一种。
There is only one type of faith.
不可能说安息日也对啊，说礼拜天也对啊。
You can possibly say that it's okay to observe the Sabbath on Saturday or also on Sunday.
洗礼只有一种。
Baptism, there's only one type.
不可能点水也对啊，全身入浸也对啊。
You can possibly say that it's okay to sprinkle or to full immersion.
圣灵只有一种。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
也不可能说倒下去神志不清，这也是圣灵。
You can possibly say that if you fall on the ground, become unconscious, and that is also a Holy Spirit.
所以圣经虽然没有讲真耶稣教会这个名字
，Even though the Bible doesn't really state True Jesus Church.
但是我们找来找去能够符合六个一的这个教会只有真耶稣教会。
But as we look around the world, the only church that can really fulfill all the ones, only True Jesus Church.
所以这个真耶稣教会的使命是很重大的。
Therefore, True Jesus Church has a great mission.
就是要复兴使徒教会。
We must resurrect the apostolic church.
那在神的眼中啊
，In the eyes of God,
教会就是基督的心腹。
The church represents the bride of Lord Jesus Christ.
那刚要结婚的人，最重要就是他的新郎。
So, when the person, when people are about to get married, most important is their spouse.
这个是他所爱的。
Because this is their beloved.
这两个要连成一体啊。
And these two are going to be joined as one.
所以在神的眼中啊，教会很可贵。
In the eyes of God, the church is very important.
是尊贵的。
It is held in high regard.
哦，所以我们真耶稣教会的信徒要认识我们教会的独一性。
So True Jesus Church members must recognize our uniqueness.
而且要认识我们教会的尊贵性。
And we must recognize our royalty.
我们是基督的心腹。
For we are the brides of Jesus Christ.
那如果这样认识啊，我们才会。很宝贵啊！你不会说其他教会都一样啊？我因为来到真耶稣教会是就在这里停下来吧。
Only then, only when we have this kind of recognition, will we feel that we have a treasure status. Otherwise, we will feel like this church is just we just happen to be in this church.
那如果我们认识它的独一性哦，还有尊贵性，我们就很迫切想要介绍人来我们教会。
If you are able to recognize the uniqueness and the royalty of being in this church, then you will be very eager to share this message with others.
你给我问人说你信了吗？很多人告诉你我来美国做基督徒。
When you ask other people, are you a Christian? A lot of people say yes, they are.
啊，感谢主，你是基督徒。
So we say, thank God that you are a Christian.
但是你信的时候得圣灵没有？
But when we ask them, when you believe, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
什么是圣灵？
They would wonder what is Holy Spirit.
有人听也没有听过。
Because a lot of people haven't even heard of it.
所以这样的人很多。
There are a lot of people like that.
他希望得到救恩。
They are yearning for salvation. They require salvation.
救恩就是借着我们传给他们的。
And salvation is something that we can preach through messages.
所以我们在做圣工啊，不一定一定要等教会安排我们才做。
When we are working for God, we don't necessarily have to wait until we are assigned.
有两件圣工不需要教会安排。
There are two tasks that we never need assignment from church.
第一个，传福音。
First one is to preach the gospel.
把我们所信的真神，把我们真教会的可贵介绍给其他的人。
We have to introduce to others the true God we worship and the uniqueness of the church.
第二个，
Secondly,
代祷。
We intercede for others.
从肉眼来看，
From a fleshly eye,
大家活得都不错。
It seems like everyone lives a pretty good life.
但从属灵上来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
好多人有问题。
A lot of people have problems.
灵性上软弱。
They are weak spiritually.
所以如果我们要爱别人,
so if we wish to show our love to others,
你想说拿一些钱给人帮助别人，好像没有人需要你帮助。
When you think that you want to give away some money to help others, it seems as if no one needs your money.
但是从属灵上来看,
but from a spiritual perspective,
需要我们帮助的太多。
There are so many people who are in require of our help.
所以你暗中为他祷告。
So secretly we pray for that person.
就是在爱这个人。
And in this way we love that person.
那这两件事情啊，不需要教会安排。
These are two tasks that we don't require church assignments.
所以如果有人说教会都没有派我做圣工，我不晓得要做什么。
So if someone says that the church never assigns me any work, I don't know what to do.
可能是因为他对这一方面还有没有认识。
It's quite possible that he hasn't had this kind of clear recognition.
每一个都可以做圣工。
Every person, every individual can work for God.
每一个年纪都可以做圣工。
And you can work for God regardless of your age.
既然教会是基督的身体。
Since the church is the body of Christ.
我们每一个人是肢体。
Every one of us is a member.
身体没有一个部分是没有用的。
In the body, every single part is important.
所以教会里面没有一个人是没有用的。
So within a church,Not one single person is unnecessary.
每一个部分都是有用的。
For every single part is necessary.
所以我们要想，在教会里面，我要为神做什么。
So we must think, while in church, what can I do for God?
来聚会很好。
It's good that we come to observe the service.
但是不够。
But that's not enough.
如果大家来聚会，聚完会都走了。
If everyone comes to service, and after the service, everyone go.
教会圣工要怎么发展？
How does the church work prosper?
我们的聚会是来获得
We come to the services to obtain
来得到属灵的粮食
To obtain the spiritual food
来祷告得到神的力量
To pray, obtain God's power
但是
However,
一个成熟的表现是付出的
A sign of maturity is that we give away
当我们还做小孩子的时候
When we're young
是父母在照顾我们
Our parents take care of us
但是当我们长大了
But once we are mature
是我们在照顾我们的小孩子
We are the ones who take care of our children
因为我们长大了
For we are grown up
所以我们在教会里面要做一个长大的人
And hence, within the church, we must live as a grown up
就是要想我能够为教会做什么
We must think, what can we do for the church?
然后努力去做
And then work diligently
那其中一个就是传福音
So one of the tasks is to preach the gospel.
我们常常在想哦，教会要怎么让人数来增加。
We often think about how we can increase our membership.
这个非常重要。
It's a very important thing.
因为神也希望万人得救。
For it is God's intention that everyone will be saved.
所以教会的人数增加，就是得救的人数增加。
So when the church's membership grows, it means more people are saved.
这是神设立教会的目的。
And this is the intention why God set up the church.
希望更多人能够加入教会，能够得救。
And this way, more people will come to salvation and be saved.
那怎么让人数能够增加？
So how can we increase the membership?
我们上一次提到，人数增加就是要有圣灵的能力。
Last time we mentioned to do that, we need to obtain the power from the Holy Spirit.
就好像当时使徒教会被圣灵充满，能够突破犹太教的文化。
Just like in the apostolic period, when they were filled by the Holy Spirit, they were able to break through the Hebrew tradition.
如果没有神的能力,
without the power of God,
我们发现我们走出教会以后，这个世俗的文化力量太大。
We discover as soon as we walk out the door from the church, the cultural influence of the society is so strong.
怎么有可能你传福音?
How can we possibly preach the gospel?
因为你离开教会，所听所想所做一切都跟神没有关系。
Because as soon as we walk out of the church, everything that we look, we hear and listen, everything is different from what we hear in the church.
那人生活一舒服，谁都不想改变了。我都活得很好好，为什么要改变
？And once a person enjoys the good things of life, who wants to change?
但是当圣灵带有能力的时候
，But when the power of spirit is infilling us,
借着他的话感动一个人
，Through the power of a Holy Spirit to move another person,
人就会悔改
，Then one person will repent.
这就是。救恩的开始。
This is the beginning of salvation.
所以困难虽然很大，并不是不可能。
And even though this is a great obstacle, but it's not impossible.
因为神的能力更大。
However, it is because the power of God is even greater.
所以，如果我们关心教会的发展，我们每一个人要祷告。
And if we do care about the prosperity of the church, then every single person must pray.
如果有一个人很有把握。 我可以凭着我的口才说服人信耶稣，那你就不需要祷告。
If a person is very sure that by his own eloquence he can convince the person to believe in Christ, then you don't need to pray.
但是经验越多，我们越发现口才是一回事，人愿意不愿意信耶稣是另外一回事。
But once you gain more experience, you discover that however eloquent you are, it really depends on God's power and grace.
懂道理是一回事，愿意或不愿意行道是另外一回事。
Whether you knowing the knowledge of the Bible is one thing, but willing to perform it is another.
那这种转变需要神的能力。
So this kind of transformation requires the power of God.
所以我们需要祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray.
那《使徒行传》提供我们第二个因素，为什么人数会增加？
Book of Acts revealed to us the second factor, how come the membership grew?
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传》的第二章。
Acts 2.
第二章的四十七节
，verse 47。
使徒行传二章三十七节，四十七节。
Acts 2:47。
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily。
这里说神将得救的人数天天加给使徒教会。
God added to their number daily those who were being saved.
也就是说，天天都有人想要信耶稣，天天都有人洗礼。
This means that daily, there were people who wanted to believe in Christ and were baptized.
这是何等的美好。
How wonderful that is.
那这个四十七章啊，最后这一句话是一个结论。
And verse 47 is a conclusion.
那原因就是从四十一节到四十六节。
And the reasoning are outlined in verse 41 to 46.
就是他们信了耶稣以后有改变。
Which is, once they believe in Christ, there was transformation.
因为有这个改变，所以很多人来信耶稣。
Due to these transformation, a lot of people came to Christ.
我们常常问一个问题。
We often ask this question.
请问，教会里面是神吸引人，还是人吸引人？
In a church,What attracts people to God? It is God Himself or the people?
当然如果我们圣经读多遍一点，答案是很清楚的。
And if you read the Bible many times, then the answer will be very clear.
教会如果是人吸引人，这个教会会有问题。
If a church's main attractiveness is the people, then there is a problem.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个信仰的根基是建筑在人的身上。
For the root of our faith is based.That will be based on people.
所以你在看很多的电台、电视台、福音台，吸引很多的人。
So you see on the TV evangelists, a lot of people believe in them.
为什么？
Why?
因为那主讲的人非常有口才。
Because the main speaker is so eloquent.
所以他不能够改变主讲的人。
And therefore, they cannot change the main speaker.
如果改变主讲的人，收视率就往下降。
The moment they change the speaker, then their rating will go down.
如果那个教会缺乏那个人，那个教会就散掉了。
And if that church is missing that person, then the church would disband itself.
这个是人在吸引人。
And this is when a person attracts people to God.
那这个人在吸引人，还有一个问题。
And there's another problem to this.
因为当我们把一个人想象作很完美。
When we consider a person to be so perfect,
他讲的道理很完美。
Because the words that he speaks is so perfect,
那他一定很完美。
And therefore he must be perfect.
但是久了之后，我们发现啊，人毕竟是人，他也有他的缺点。
But after a long time, you discover he is a mere human being. He has his flaws and weaknesses.
那我们这样发现的时候，很多人就离开教会了。
And once you have that realization, a lot of people depart from church.
所以教会如果强调人在吸引人。
So if a church emphasizes on attracting people through people,
可能会吸引很多的人。
It may be that you will be able to attract a lot of people.
但是这个根基有问题。
But the root is there's very shaky with that root.
好，那如果教会是神在吸引人。
Now let's look at when a church attracts people to God through God.
我来教会看来看去，我没有看到神啊。
And you come to church and you look around, you don't see God.
如果你教会真的有神，我愿意信啊。
If I can really detect God in this church, then I'm willing to believe.
但是我没有看到神啊。
But I haven't seen God.
那我怎么信？
So how do I believe?
所以我们从这个四十一节一直读到四十七节。
As we read from verse 1 to 47,
我们就可以下一个结论说，使徒教会是神在吸引人。
We can make a conclusion that in the apostolic church, it was God who attracted people to him.
是神借着人在吸引人。
However, it was God who worked through the people to attract them to church.
也就是人是一个工具,
which means that the people themselves are a tool.
神透过这个工具来吸引人。
And God, through these tools, attracted people to him.
我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know that?
就是我们看到这一群信徒的生活,
as we look on the lifestyle of this group of believers,
在他的生活当中可以看到神。
You can see God in their lifestyle.
在他的生活当中可以摸到神。
In their lifestyle, you can touch God.
在他的生活当中可以听到神。
In their lifestyle, you can hear God.
所以这一群人吸引很多人。
Hence, this group of individuals brought many people to God.
他们是工具。
They were tools.
是神借着这一群人在吸引人。
And God worked through these tools to attract people to him.
换句话说, 这一群人的生命是经过改变的。
In another word, this group of people, their lives were transformed.
他跟其他的人是不同的。
They are uniquely different from others.
如果我们现在坐在这里的一群人,
if the group of people who are sitting here today,
跟那个隔壁那个shopping mall的一群人一样,
if we are no different from the group of people who are in the shopping mall,
那我怎么吸引人?
Then how do we attract people to God?
那个mall吸引很多人。
The mall attracts lots of people.
因为它很多漂亮的衣服, on sale, 有很多的好的条件。
Because there are lots of attractive, beautiful apparels and on sale.
我们教会没有这个条件啊。
Our church does not have this kind of a condition.
那怎么吸引人?
So how do we attract people?
需要改变。
We need to transform.
是我们跟他们不同。
Because we are different from them.
那不同的地方就是吸引人的地方。
And then what sets us apart is the one that will attract them.
好，那我们来看到底有什么不同。
And so let's study what are the unique differences.
我们先来看43节。
Let's read verse 43.
说众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的神迹奇事。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
这里说使徒行了许多神迹奇事。
The apostles performed many wonders and miracles.
我们在问，使徒是人，真的可以行很多神迹奇事吗？
So let's ask, the apostles were people, are they really able to perform wonders and miracles?
所谓神迹就是人做不到的，人做不到的神做出来。
Miracles are acts which human beings are incapable of doing, but only possible through God.
那使徒也是人啊。
And the apostles are human beings too.
为什么他可以做别人做不出来的？
How come they are able to perform something that average people cannot?
原来使徒只是一个工具。
Because the apostles are mere tools.
因为他们灵修很好。
Because of their fine spirituality.
生活很圣洁。
They live a very godly life.
很谦卑。
And they're very humble.
凡事荣耀神。
And they glorify God in everything they do.
又很追求。
They pursue God.
所以圣灵充满。
Therefore, they were filled with Holy Spirit.
神的能力充满。
The power of God is infused in them.
所以神迹奇事就借着这个工具显明出来。
Therefore, the wonders and miracles of God's power work through these tools.
今天有问题不能解决的人很多。
Today, there are a lot of people who have problems that cannot be solved.
当然肉体有问题,找医生,
and of course, if you have physical illness, most of the time it can be taken care of by doctors.
但是心灵失平安的人很多。
But there are a lot of people who are who have lost their healthiness in their mind.
心里面没有平安的人多。
Because there is no peace within their heart.
这个谁能够医?
Who can heal this kind of disease?
没有办法医。
You cannot heal it.
忧郁症的人很多。
There are a lot of people who have depression.
孤单的人很多。
A lot of people with loneliness.
软弱，心灵软弱的人很多。
A lot of people who are weak inside.
你发现这些人，你要怎么去帮助他？
So how can you help these group of people?
神可以帮助他。
Only God can help.
神帮助他就需要神迹。
When for God to help them, miracles are required.
我们带他到来教会。
So we bring these people to church.
我们教他怎么祷告。
We teach them how to pray.
我们为他们祷告。
We pray for them.
当神的能力彰显。
And when the power of God is manifested,
心灵得到平安。
Their peace, they receive peace within their heart.
忧郁症好了。
And their depression is gone.
孤单的感觉到有神爱他，不再孤单。
Those who are lonely no longer feel lonely because God's love is in them.
软弱的有圣灵加力量。
Those who are weak, they are powered by the Holy Spirit.
所以他来教会, 进来教会跟出去教会, 他感觉到不一样。
So when they come to church and they depart from church, they feel the difference.
如果进来教会跟出去教会感觉一样, 下一次他不会来。
If they come to church and they go out of the church feeling no different, then next time they won't come. Because they feel no difference, why bother coming? But if they come in and they go out, they feel the difference, they will definitely come again. So the difference is the experience. That experience relies on experiencing God.
所以神迹奇事,
and wonders and miracles were performed amongst them.
所以好多人啊,
as a result, many people came to church.
为着寻找神的恩典,
in order to seek after the grace of God, they came.
所以教会的荣耀不是里面有很多社会出名的人。
The glory of a church is not that there is many social elites within the church.
教会的荣耀也不是堂皇的会堂。
The glory of a church is not its grandeur.
教会的荣耀也不是生活水准很高。
The glory of a church is not in high living standard.
教会的荣耀是神本身。
The glory of a church is God Himself.
神的能力、神的恩典、神的美德在我们当中显现。
God's power, God's glory, and God's beautifulness all manifested amongst us.
这才是教会的荣耀。
This is the glory of church.
那如果教会有荣耀,
if a church has glory,
教会就会吸引人,
then the church can attract others.
如果教会没有荣耀,
if a church does not have glory,
你再漂亮的会堂, 再多社会的名流, 也没有办法吸引人。
No matter how beautiful it is or how many social elites are in the church, you cannot attract someone to church.
所以我们在追求教会的成长, 我们的方向要把握得很正确。
As we pursue for the prosperity of the church, we must make sure we have the right direction.
怎么让神的荣耀在我们当中彰显?
How do we allow the glory of God to be manifested amongst us?
其中就一个就是要让神的能力、神迹奇事显明。
And one of it is to allow the wonder and miracle of God's power to be manifested.
43节,
43.
第一句说, 众人都惧怕。
And everyone was filled with
为什么惧怕?
Awe. How come they were all struck?
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
所以你会惧怕。
So you will be frightened.
神在这里谁不怕呢?
When God is here, how can you not be awestruck?
不错, 他是一个父亲, 很慈祥。
And it's true, He is a Father who is very merciful.
在教会里面有施恩的宝座。
And in the church, there is a mercy seat.
但是,
however,
神是威严的。
God is very awe-inspiring.
所以当神在我们当中有作为的时候, 大家都很敬畏神。
So when you can witness the wonders and working of God, then everyone will be awed.
你知道有时候教会信大家包括传道人一样都越来越懒散那个就是因为神没有同在。
Sometimes you see a church becoming very loose, including the minister himself. That is because there is no wonders or miracles.
如果神的能力显明,
if the power of God is shown,
也祷告使人复活,
through the prayer, the dead is resurrected,
每一个人来到教会心存敬畏,
then everyone will come to church with a great respect.
神在这里啊,
for God is here.
你不敢乱来啊,
we dare not to do anything.
你不敢乱讲话,
we dare not to speak falsely.
你看那个亚拿尼亚,
when we look at Ananias,
讲一次谎言, 倒下去就死了,
he lied once and he was immediately struck dead.
下一次还有谁敢讲谎话?
Who dares to lie next time?
如果犯罪的人, 神的显明是这样的结果,
if those who sin, God manifests himself through this kind of consequence,
还有谁敢犯罪?
Who dares to commit sin?
所以神的荣耀显明,
and therefore the glory of God is shown.
大家很敬畏神,
and a lot of people become very respectful.
那如果没有神的荣耀显明啊, 我们圣经的道理就参考而已啊。
Without demonstrating the glory of God, then studying of God's word is merely a reference.
不是十条诫命啊, 是十条建议啊。
It's not 10 commandments, but 10 suggestions.
喜欢的你所, 不喜欢的留在一旁。
You just keep the ones that you like and discard the other ones you don't like.
方便的遵守, 不方便不要守。
And just keep whatever is convenient and don't keep those who are inconvenient.
这是因为这是戒, 这是建议。
Because it's a mere suggestion.
那你看使徒教会他们怎么生活?
Let's look at how the apostles lived their life.
第二章42节,
chapter 2, verse 44.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
所以当一个人存敬畏的心遵守使徒教训, 我们发现这个人的生活就变成新的。
They were also abiding by the teachings of the apostles, and he discovered that they live a new life.
因为神的话是完全的。
Because the word of God is complete.
但我们不完全。
But we are not perfect.
因为我们离开神的话距离一段。
Because we are very far away from the words of God.
那我们现在敬畏神, 我们开始一直调整, 往神的话去调整。
But as we have this a fear of God within us, then we will adjust ourselves so we become closer and closer to God.
那这个人就越来越完全了。
Then this person will become more and more perfect.
你想想看, 如果教会里面每一个人都像圣人,
let's think about it. If every single individual in the church becomes like a godly person,
我想很多人愿意来教会,
then a lot of people will want to come to this church.
因为这是社会最后一块最纯洁的地方。
Because this will be the last piece of land that is most pure and attractive in a society.
但是倒过来,如果教会里面都是罪人,大家都不悔改,谁要来?
However, if a church is very sinful, everyone commits lots of sin, then who wants to come?
里面很多同居苟合的都在里面。
There are a lot of cohabitation and sinfulness.
这个教会要怎么吸引人?
How can this church attract others?
所以教会要改变,信徒要改变。
So a church and its membership must transform.
使我们的道德水准比外面高。
In this way, we have a higher living, higher standard, moral standard than those of outside the church.
大家就会想来,
then people will come.
有一个妈妈, 她没有信耶稣,
there is a mother who does not believe in Christ.
她带两个孩子到教会来慕道,
she brought two children to the church and study the truth.
后来两个孩子都受圣灵,
later, these two child received the Holy Spirit.
男的也得圣灵,
the boy,
也受洗了,
and also were baptized.
人就问这个妈妈, 你自己不信, 你为什么带你孩子到教会来?
And other people asked the mother, you don't believe in the church, how come you brought your children to God?
我看你们教会的青年,
and she said that, I see that your young people, they live a very, they're all very good.
品德很好,
they have good ethics.
功课也不错,
they have good grades.
所以她感觉到这个不一样,
so she can sense the difference.
所以她就把教会, 小孩子就带到教会来,
this is why she brought her children to church.
所以教会就多了两个青年了,
and as a result, the church had two more youth.
如果她来到教会看到这个这里的青年跟外面一样,
if she came to the church and she saw the young people were no different from outside,
她也不会放心把她两个孩子放到教会来,
then she would not dare to put her kids in the children in the church.
教会要吸引人, 我们要往上提升。
So for our church to attract others, we must elevate the church's elevate the church to a higher standard. We must elevate our moral standards. In this way, we are different. Only through this can we attract others.
我们再看,
Verse 44. All the believers were together and had everything in common. 45. And selling their possession and goods, they gave to anyone as he needed.
我们看44节跟45节,
let's read 44-45.
他们爱彼此相爱, 爱到可以凡物共用。
They love each other so much that they are willing to share their possessions.
凡物共用只有一个家庭里面才有的。
Sharing a possession only happens within a family.
因为家庭就是爱啊。
Because there's love in the family.
离开家庭还有凡物共用吗?
Outside of the family, can you find people sharing?
没有。
No.
教会就是大家庭。
The church is a big family.
那这个爱从哪里来啊?
Where does this love come about?
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Holy Spirit brought the love of God and poured inside the church.
当初这3000人是从天下各地回来的犹太人。
In those days, the 3,000 people who believe are the Jewish people who came up from many places.
有很多人是讲希腊话,
a lot of them spoke in Greek.
他成长的环境不一样,
and they grew up in a different environment.
其实他们本来都不认识的,
and originally, they didn't know each other.
怎么忽然间有办法住在一起,还物共用呢?
How can they suddenly live together now and share everything they have?
因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在他们里面。
It is because through the Holy Spirit, the love of God is poured amongst them.
当神的爱充满在我们里面,就没有私心了。
When there is the love of God infilling in us, then there is no longer selfishness.
没有私心就能凡物共用。
Without selfishness, then we can share things in common.
那今天这个精神还是存在的。
Today, this spirit still exists.
所以有时候我们看到教会一个弟兄,好像我们教会好像信徒平常好像很少在互动。
Sometimes we see that in our church, it's as if we don't have a lot of caring.
但是一遇到问题,好多人就去帮忙他。
But when the problem arises to a member, then a lot of help comes in.
有的信徒比较软弱,就很多人暗中为他祷告。
And a person who is weak, then many people pray for them secretly.
最后呢, 那个弟兄就, 再回头了。
So later that that brother returns to God.
这个就是爱啊。
This is love.
啊，因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
For the Holy Spirit has poured the love of God into the church.
那这个爱使我们能够互相的接纳。
Now this love compels us to receive one another.
对呢，我们知道吗？这个社会上哈，很少讲互相接纳。
In this society, people rarely talk about receiving each other.
但是教会是讲互相接纳。
But in this church, we speak of receiving each other and showing hospitality.
所以在加拉太书里面在讲不分。
In Galatians, it says, talks about not.
我们来看加拉太书。
Turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians 3.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
第三章二十八节。
3:28.
不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成了义。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
不分犹太人、希腊人。
You don't make a distinction between Greek or Hebrews.
就是不分种族。
Means that there is no racial difference.
也就是不分文化。
We don't set the difference between cultures.
能够互相接纳。
And we can accept one another.
这很重要。
It's very important.
你如果没有互相接纳彼此不同的文化，你教会要怎么存在？
If you don't accept each other's culture, then how can we coexist?
大家都要强调他的文化。
Everyone wants to emphasize their unique culture.
那你怎么教会怎么传给不同文化的人？
Then how can we possibly preach to people who are of a different culture?
所以需要接纳。
Therefore, we have to accept.
如果基督接纳他,
if Jesus Christ accepted them,
基督在, 在我们里面,
then the love of Christ is within us.
我们就可以接纳他, 虽然文化不一样,
then we can still accept them because, even though there is a cultural difference.
但是如果文化不一样, 你越看越不顺眼,
but if a cultural difference makes you despise that person,
就是我们里面缺乏基督的爱,
that would mean we are lacking the love of Christ.
所以基督能够接纳他, 我们不能接纳他,
because it shows that Christ can accept them, but we cannot.
所以这个爱啊，教会要吸引人，要超越文化，只有一条路可以走，基督的爱充满在我们里面。
So for a church to be accepting to others, cultural differences, we must ensure the love of Christ is within us.
所以文化不同能够互相的接纳，这是神的荣耀。
Cultural differences, even though they are exist, and we can accept, if we can accept them, then those will show the glory of God.
因此不分犹太人跟希腊人。
We don't make a distinction between Jews or Greeks.
不分是自主的或为奴。
We do not make a difference between slave or free.
就是不分社会阶级。
We don't make a distinction in social standings.
你不管是当老板，你当雇员的。
Whether you're a boss or you're an employee.
来到教会都一样。
When you come to the church, you're all equal.
也没有一个牌子，我是老板，我是雇员。
We don't have a sign that says I'm boss or I'm employee.
有没有一个特别座位坐？老板坐在前面，雇员坐在后面。
And there is no special seating that the boss sit in front, the employee sit in the back.
凡是主耶稣能接纳的，我们就能接纳。
So long as Christ will accept them, then we must accept them.
凡是主耶稣不重视的，在教会我们就不重视。
Whichever that Christ reject, then we also have to reject.
凡是主耶稣重视的，我们就是重视。
Whoever God holds in high regard, we also have to hold in high regard.
这个就是教会的精神。
This is the spirit within the church.
就是基督的爱的精神。
It is the love of Christ.
所以教会不分社会上你是什么人。
So within a church, we don't make a distinction whether you have high position in the society.
来到教会都一样。
When you come to church, we all equal.
所以我们教会最好不要用社会的抬头在教会里面用。
So it's best when we are in the church, we don't mention titles from the society.
因为我们用社会的抬头在教会用，就是贬低其他的人。
If we address each other using the titles of the society, then we are despising others.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
在神的面前都是神所悦纳的。
Before God, we are all pleasing to God.
社会的头衔在外面，不是在教会。
The titles and positions of the society should be kept outside of the church.
教会的长老执事身份是尊贵的，但是为着服侍信徒，这个讲得很清楚。
The elders and deacons of a church, ministers, even though they are held in higher regard,it is because of the work they perform in the church.
所以使徒教会能够融成一家人，就是因为没有社会的东西跑进来。
The reason why the apostolic church can live as one big happy family is because they have kept the social traditions outside of the church.
在社会里面，尊位位份高的就是要人服侍。
In a society, if you have high social status, then other people serve you.
所以教会不能够讲这个。
And therefore, we cannot mention titles in the church.
所以主耶稣说，我来要服侍人，不是要给人服侍的。
Lord Jesus came to the world saying that I came to serve, not to be saved.
这样教会才能够融成一个家庭。
Only then can the church become one big happy family.
如果我们在教会强调社会的头衔，就开始在分。
If within the church we start to focus on titles, then it is a beginning sign of a dissension.
这个教会就开始往下降。
This church will divide and then it will decline.
从属灵的降到世俗啊。
From spiritual and fall degrade into the secular.
好，那第三个，或男或女。
Thirdly, whether male or female.
就是不分性别。
Means that there is no gender difference.
在神面前一样。
Before God, we are all equal.
因此，使徒教会能够成为一个家人家庭。
The reason why the apostolic church can become one big happy family
就是不分。
Because they make no distinctions.
强调基督的爱。
They only focus and emphasize on the love of Christ.
所以能够融成一个家庭。
Therefore, they can become one big family.
那你就不分你什么社会背景、阶级、什么东西，你来到教会都很舒服，因为不分嘛。
Because we don't make any social titles, positions within the church, we are all equal. In the church.
这样我就可以吸引人了。
And then you feel very comfortable and you can attract others to
church. 所以我们需要改变。
Therefore, we need to train.
在教会里面不分，这是圣经的精神。
We need to make sure we don't make any distinction. Make sure everyone's equal within the church.
我们看诗第46节。
Let's read verse 46.
他们同心合意，恒切在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and are together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们常常在一起。
They often spend time together.
好像一个大家庭啊，常常在一起吃饭呢。
Like a big family, they often dine together.
而且欢喜快乐。
And they are all filled with gladness.
那欢喜快乐的地方，谁不愿意去？
So which one of us don't want to go to a place that is happy?
所以如果有一天我们的教会你来了不想走，你走了很想回来，我们教会已经跟使徒教会差不多了。
If one day people come to our church and they're reluctant to leave this church because they're so happy here, then our church would be very similar to the apostolic church.
所以为什么使徒教会人数会天天增加？
So why does the apostolic church continue to grow in membership each day?
因为神的能力显明。
Because the power of God is revealed.
神的爱显明。
The love of God is revealed.
所以大家被吸引。
And this is why a lot of people were attracted.
对神有敬畏，但是充满着喜乐。
They were God-fearing, but they also filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们努力的目标。
These are the goals that we need to strive after.
唱诗。
Sing him.
226首。
Sing him 226.